You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Say hello to my little film.
It's B-Movies, thanks to Metze Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
Do love a little Metze Bar moment. Hey, Latia, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to have you in the studio. Have you been film festing it up like crazy over the last couple of weeks?
Yes, I've seen, I think I'm on movie number 5 or 6.
Good job.
Today.
Good stats.
Yeah, and I've been Barbenheiming as well.
Ooh, so it's a big time for movies.
Big time. It's been a really exciting week. The festival is, yeah, I think the best time of the year, particularly, yeah, for me. I love it.
I also have to shout out my grandma and her best friend this morning who are off to see the Barbie movie.
Amazing.
So go Jan and Margaret today. But we are here to talk NZIFF, Whānau Marama. And what have you been watching for us this week, Latia?
Well, I've seen a few movies, but the one I'm talking about today is The Survival of Kindness, which is a movie by an Australian-Dutch director, Rolf de Heer. And I'm going to read the premise because it's not a super, like, plot-heavy, coherent movie.
Right, okay.
So I'm going to, like, just preface it by saying it's a... I'm reading here. An allegory for racism, the film follows black woman who is abandoned in a cage on a trailer in the middle of the desert. Her escape leads to a city recapture and tragedy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Full.
Yeah. Yeah.
Full on.
Very full on. But it's like, I think the best way to, for me when I watch it, it's like an art house Mad Max without the kind of heavy action. It's sort Ooh. Of this dystopian, post-apocalyptic, but you don't really know what time it's in. It's no dialogue, really. Like, it's it's just this woman, Wajemi Hussein, who's first-time actor, who I was reading before, she'd never been to a cinema before.
Oh, whoa.
And then she, like, got the role, and she's really incredible. It's all kind of very expressive. It's, yeah, basically wordless, and she's kind of put in the middle of this desert in a cage and escapes and kind of goes on this journey and meets all these sort of strange people. There's been like some sort of disease that's wiped out most of the population, and then these sort of people of color survive, but everyone's wearing these like weird gas masks, and it's very, yeah, there's a big kind of obvious metaphor around racism and colonialism. It is really interesting. It's just not like,
it's not subtle.
It isn't, it isn't.
Okay.
It's kind of like an obvious metaphor, but then it's I think because it's so sort of stripped back and it's not a lot of dialogue or plot, it's kind of quite opaque at the same time. It's very, yeah, like art house Mad Max or Mad Minimalism.
Ooh.
It is an interesting film. It's different. It is really different.
I think this is exactly why you go to the film festival, though, isn't it? Because, like, when are you ever going to step into a cinema and see that otherwise?
Yeah.
What an incredible experience. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I think, I mean, I love sort of a director who takes quite a risk and like really commits to a vision. And even though it's not as maybe propulsive as, you know, you might want it to be, I think I liked how kind of unexpected it was. It's really beautifully shot. There's a lot of sort of motif and symbolism. And I found, even though there's not a lot of dialogue happening, you know, the main character, she is incredibly expressive and compelling. And I think it's interesting to see this sort of post-apocalyptic, kind of almost sci-fi dystopian landscapes led by, you know, like characters of colour and black people, and it sort of centres a different narrative and kind of that world in that space, which you don't often get to see.
No, totally. We were just off air talking about Lizzo has been to Hobbiton today, which is, if you really need to see something wholesome in your morning, go look at Lizzo's Instagram and the photos of her cosplaying as Legolas.
Oh, cute.
At Hobbiton. Yeah. But that's a really good example of a gold standard fantasy landscape. Totally different context as well, but it's very white. I've been watching those movies for the first time this year, and I'm like, wow, this is quite white.
Yeah.
And you do actually, you know, it does still feel quite surprising when you see people of colour as the main characters in a dystopia, perhaps, or as like the centre of a conversation that's set in a dystopia, perhaps. I'm fascinated by this one because I read the description as well, and I was like, oh, I'm curious about this, but I also have no idea what to expect. Was it one of those films where you feel like you've left with more questions than answers?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. It's very, you kind of just mull over kind of this, what everything is and what it means, but also there's such a timelessness to it, like literally and figuratively, because you're right. Like, it doesn't even tell you like where it is. Like, it's,
wow.
It is set or filmed in Australia and it like looks like the Australian outback, but it theoretically could be anywhere. Mm. Like, it's, and I think the lack of exposition, I think, it forces you as an audience member to think, and I always appreciate when films, I think, trust their audiences to be, like, that audiences are smart and can think about things without having to, like, be heavy-handed and explain everything. Like, this film definitely isn't for everyone, and I think it is quite, it is a slow burn in a way, but I think it's interesting and it's different, and I think, like you said, it's what the film festival is for, like, to go try something completely different that you wouldn't normally
get
into.
Is it one you'd recommend taking a friend to so you can talk about it afterwards? Because it feels like one you might want to process, maybe.
Yeah, I think it is one. Yeah, I think it would be good to take someone, yeah, maybe not someone who's, like, maybe not into kind of art house films. I've made that mistake before. My friend was sitting in that position when you're, like, on a plane and it's about to crash. Like,
my God.
And she was just sitting there like, why have you taken me to this? And I was like, okay, never again. I'm going by myself.
Yeah.
But I've also done that and been reprimanded.
Yeah. As long as they're open to something different and kind of out there, then, yeah. Go along.
I have done that once with inviting a friend to a gig and forgetting to tell them it was going to be like an experimental noise show, which was just like tonal feedback for 2 hours, and it was at an art gallery and it was seated, and she just kept looking at me like, I hate you.
I know, there's just like that bombastic side eye, like, why did you make me do this? Yeah.
So it's an acquired taste, but it is worth watching if you feel like dipping into something that is truly in the world of Film Fest.
Yeah.
Cool. The Survival of Kindness by Rolf de Heer. It has got some screenings still.
Coming up, I think, August 4th and 5th, or 5th and 6th.
Yeah, that's the one, 4th and 5th. The one at the 4th is going to be at the Civic. This feels like one to see in a grand old cinema.
Yeah, I think you want, do not, it's not like a watch on your phone while you're folding the washing. It's like, you want to see it in a cinema.
Yeah. Be immersed. And look, the thing about the film festival is, even if you don't like the movie, you still get an experience because you get to be in the beautiful atmospheric cinemas that they screen them in. So
100%.
Thank you very much, Latia, for bringing us The Survival of Kindness this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks to Metze Bar as well for sponsoring the movies. Make sure you go have a little cheeky sangria before you head off to a film. We'll see you soon.
See you.
You've been listening to B-Movies, thanks to Metze Bar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.